Staff have been moved out of a Bendigo ambulance station because the building has been declared unsafe. The building is infested with termites and part of the roof collapsed recently. Apparently it's quite an old station and there have been issues raised about it for quite some time. The roof damage was caused by recent heavy rainfall, but termites have also been a big issue. And termites thrive where there is water, so the recent heavy rainfall is likely to cause a flurry of termite activity in buildings right across the state. Dr. Don Hewitt is an entomologist and termite expert. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Fiona.
What impact would recent rains have had on termite activity?
Well, it'll slow them down initially, and then it'll make their life really easy for the next few months. So we expect increased activity over the summer.
Why?
The main thing we use to keep termites out of houses, excuse me, is we separate the food, which is their timber, from soil moisture or other water they can get. So the further they have to go for a drink, the less likely they are to eat. Well, farmers out on the plains certainly understand that with their cattle. But so the termites, because we've had all this moisture under houses and it'll stay there for weeks, it means that they can quickly get a drink and go and eat the dry wood. So we will expect the rate of attack to increase. We also expect them to start exploring much more because for the same reason, they don't have to carry water to go tunnelling to look for new food. They can tunnel through the moist soil, which they'll do really quickly now.
Uh-huh. So yes, life becomes very easy for them, basically.
Yeah, and they've had a pretty bad decade, so they're really looking forward to this, I think. They've had a good year to build up numbers, and they'll respond accordingly.
So what are people's options at the moment? Is there any way of stopping them?
Oh, yeah, the standard techniques always work pretty well. We're very lucky in Australia. We've got lots of good systems. The main thing to advise people, a bit like with the Bendigo ambulance station, is that you should get your places inspected every so often to make sure that if they are there, they haven't done too much since you got them inspected last time and then get them killed off. And the other thing is just to have a good look around. Anyone whose house has been flooded should get their pest manager to come out and have a look. If they've got a relatively new house, say the last 10 years, and they've got a termite management system, they should check their paperwork and talk to whoever put that in to see what they need to do, because sometimes things can get a bit damaged by the silt and the excess water.
If you live in an old house, maybe an old timber house, how often should you get your house checked?
Oh, that's the $64 question. I actually chair the Standards Committee for the country, and the Standards Committee agrees that it should be once a year as the minimum, the maximum time between inspections. But typically Victorians tend to blow that out to 2 or 3 years.
After this weather event, should you wait until the floods, the water kind of eases and the ground is less soggy, or should you get your house inspected right about now?
That's a really good point. No, you don't need to get inspected straight away. I mean, this is also peak season for pest controllers, so you don't want to have to pay top dollar. You just schedule your inspection as you would. The termites will take a few weeks to really do a lot, so an inspection in January, February, March is fine, unless you're in a very high-risk spot. So if they've got a relationship with a pest manager, it's good to have a chat, but otherwise, just look out for the telltale little tubes and things that they do. But it's not a good time to go applying pesticides to the soil because the pesticide works much better if it goes into a dry soil than a wet soil.
Oh, okay. So wait for that. Wait to actually do that.
Yeah.
What are the other options?
Oh.
For getting rid of them. There's baiting. Is baiting systems?
Yeah, baiting tends to be a little bit more expensive. It's kind of fun and good, but often you end up paying a few thousand dollars. The tried and true old Australian method of using a poisonous dust into their nest, which has been around since the 30s, is quite good. And these days we use different chemicals to the arsenic, so it's not quite as freaky as it used to be. That can be a nice cost-effective way to knock them off, but the main thing is to sort of keep an eye out and see what you can do, dry things out as best you can.
Does garden mulch attract them?
This year it won't matter so much. Last year, yes. The mulch holds moisture at the top level of the soil, particularly if you water it. So instead of having to go to effort to build tunnels, the termites can pretty much build their little tubes between the soil and the mulch and travel quite easily. So it's always good not to have the mulch right up against your walls.
Okay. That's advice. Thank you for it. What about a termite barrier as such?
Well, there's plenty of termite barriers. Victoria has its own. There's the granite guard system that comes from that quarry at Pyramid Hill, produced by the Mawson Company at Kahuna. There's quite a lot of houses with that, and that's just basically a crushed rock they can't get through. A lot of houses have that stainless steel flywire stuff, tourney mesh, and then there's all sorts of poison barriers used as well, plastic sheets and things. So there's a huge variety out there. If you don't know what your house has got, it's always good to find someone who can explain it to you.
Stainless steel mesh barrier, did you say? What's that one?
Yeah, it looks like ultra-fine flywire. And they stick it to the side of slabs and it goes around pipes and things. It's basically just like a flywire that termites can't get through. So it's stainless steel so it doesn't corrode. And it has extra small gaps. Termites can get through most flywires, which some of your listeners would know from flight seasons.
Mm, so that's as you're building a house?
Yeah, that goes in when you're building.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Termite inspectors, are they quite reputable on the whole?
On the whole, they are.
Because you do hear stories.
Oh, yeah. With any trade, there's variability. Probably the safest thing to do is to look up the members of the professional association, that's the AEPMA. It usually mentions it in the yellow pages for an area. They've got their own website. And some of them also belong to an ongoing certification system called Pest Cert. If you get one with both, then you've certainly got someone you don't have to worry about. But AEPMA members are usually pretty reliable and they sign on to a code of ethics.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's the main predator of termites?
Oh, by far it's ants. Ants consume huge numbers of termites.
They eat them?
Yep, any time they can. We had flights in the last couple of months where the termites fill the sky with their little fluttering wings and you notice ants pick them up very quickly.
Wow, so ants are the predator?
Major predator, yeah. Apart from that, birds will take them when they're flying. Lizards like to eat them. We have little legless lizards that eat termites, and there's little beetles that live in their nests and pretend to be termites and then eat them, and flies and all sorts of things. But far and away, ants are the biggest predator. That doesn't mean you can rely on ants to stop your house getting termites. People think, oh, I've got lots of ants, so I won't get termites.
But I've got an ant problem, but that means I won't get a termite problem.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way. They've both been living here for several hundred million years and they know how to avoid killing each other off totally.
They may be small, but that doesn't mean they don't know what they're doing to keep themselves alive.
Termites are organised.
Okay. That's interesting, though. Ants are their main predator.
Yeah.
So from here on in, as we say, in terms of the soil treatments, wait until the soil's dry. But could you get your house inspected now?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good time. Obviously, you need a few weeks.
Sorry, can you say that again, Dr. Don Hewitt? We just lost you there. You broke up.
Sorry, I'm on the mobile. If your house has just been flooded, you'd want to wait 3, 4, 5 weeks before you got an inspection. Wait for things to settle down and get reorganised. But if you've just been in an area that's got good rains, then, yeah, straight away is fine. We've had good rains in, September, and now again we've had few inches. So, yeah, right across your listening area, they should be active if they're going to be active.
Excellent. I'll just give out your website. It's a very helpful website, drdons.net. That's drdons.net.
Yep.
Your very helpful website. Thank you for joining us this morning.
No worries. Nice talking to you.
That's Dr. Don Hewitt, entomologist and termite expert.